This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. I'm so happy to be here with you today. I have a very special guest, Dr. Denise Moore-Revel, talking about living an empowered life. Several years ago, she started on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment where she found her voice and now empowers other women to do the same through the Own Your Amazing movement, which she's the founder of. She's also author of an Amazon bestseller, Own Your Own Amazing. And as an author, speaker, and personal development coach, Dr. Denise helps people understand their value, align with their purpose, and share their brilliance with the world. Welcome to the show, Dr. Denise. How are you today?
I'm so great, and thank you so much for having me today.
It's just totally my pleasure. So tell us a little bit about that journey of self-discovery and empowerment that you took.
Wow. I tell people I'm still on the journey, but I'm still a work in progress, I think we all are. But my journey started several years ago where I was attending a women's conference. And so it was my turn to be in front of the room to share with the attendees, like, what was going on in my life. So as soon as I sat down in the chair, I just started crying. And I was like, oh, my goodness. I just started crying. So the facilitator was like, what's going on with you? And I was like, I'm not really sure. And so one of the attendees who I had met the day before me coming to this conference, so she and I had gone out to dinner the night before the conference started, and she said to me, she said, I know what's wrong with you. And I said, oh, really? And I was like thinking to myself, like, we just met. How do you know what's wrong with me? But I didn't say that. I was just thinking it, right? So he said, you're smart, you're brilliant, you're talented, you're all these amazing things. She said, but you don't own it. She said, you need to own your amazing and stop playing small. I was like, oh, my God, that's it.
Wow.
You're right. How do you know me so well?
That's beautiful. I love that story. A women's conference is a wonderful place because I had a huge revelation and change on what I went to. So I understand how powerful that can be. Wow. So you heard that, of course, now Own Your Amazing is your brand. What did you do? What did you do first? What happened after that?
After that, it really was the fact that someone helped me to language what I had been feeling. So she gave me the words to language, like, yeah, you're right. I have been playing small. I have not really been owning who I am and what I'm about. And so I was really appreciative of that. So I left there feeling so much more empowered. And I actually went home and shared it with my family, the experience. And they were like, oh, my God, that's so amazing. You have to share it with other people. And so I was like, you're right. I want other people who have been playing small, who have not been owning their amazing, I want them to get on this path of self-discovery like I have been. So that's been about 4 years ago when that actually happened. And so, again, I'm still a work in progress, still on this path of self-discovery, but I'm just so much more passionate about the fact I found my voice, and so now I want to help women, other women, to do the same.
Wow, that's awesome. I just love that story. To think that a stranger or somebody you just met the night before, had a quick dinner with, could know so much about you, but obviously it was meant to be, and she was given that knowledge so that she could help you. That's beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous story. So let's talk a little bit about what role authenticity began to play in all this for you.
That's kind of what the Own Your Amazing movement is really about. It's like owning that we are amazing, and that's really showing up being our authentic selves in terms of knowing who you are. Oftentimes I think we try to downplay who we are, or we criticize who we are. We have a lot of self-doubt, but it's all about who are you. And so one of the questions I always ask people, either in my workshop or when I'm working with them privately, I ask them, who are you for yourself? Not who you are to the world, not who you are to your family, but who are you to you? Are you really living out what's going to make you happy? Are you really showing up in your most powerful way? And so a lot of times we struggle with that, like trying to be who we really are instead of who everyone else wants us to be.
Definitely. I know I found that in my life. I definitely struggled to be who I was. I was so busy trying to please everybody else and be liked and make everyone happy, right, as women so often do. Yeah. So, you know, you talked a little bit about playing small. How are some ways that we play small? How did you find that ways that maybe in your life or in your client's life that we play small and may not even know it?
Yeah. So for me and a lot of clients, I know we have opportunities to play bigger. I mean, it might be getting a job or starting a business or going after a dream. Mm-hmm. But we don't do it. You know, we just, you know, we'll push it on the back burner or we'll talk ourselves out of it again so the other people can feel comfortable around us, you know, not really showing our true, authentic, and brilliant selves. I have a story mm-hmm. that I share in my book, even when I was in high school. I remember there was this guy who I liked and he liked me. I was like, oh my God, you know, I wanted him to like me, you know. And so, I remember my ninth grade year in high school, I was in this advanced math class. And when he found out I was in this advanced math class, he stopped speaking to me. And I was like, oh my God, no, you know, I want him to like me. But at that moment I had to realize that, am I going to play small? Am I going to downplay who I am just so this person can like me? And so thank God I chose to say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go in here and do what I need to do. If he has a problem with my intelligence, that's his problem. But a mm-hmm. lot of times we do downplay ourselves. We do shrink just so that other people can feel comfortable around us. And so that's how we do it a lot of times. We don't speak up. We don't step up because we're afraid of what other people might think about us.
Yes, or you're afraid of somebody not liking you anymore. That's a perfect story because I remember years back, women were taught to play small, you know.
Yes.
In the 60s, maybe the 70s, you couldn't beat, don't be smarter than the guy. Don't beat him at chess. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. Make mm-hmm. him, you know, be the smarter one. That was part of of the dating rules that we were taught, right? And I'm like, wow. Yeah. So that's a really good example, and I'm so glad that you didn't, that you stuck to your guns. Obviously, you're very brilliant because you were in advanced math, and that he didn't like that, but that's okay because you move forward with your life. That's beautiful. So what do you think is the first step for a person, a woman maybe, who wants to begin to step into their power?
I believe the first step is to sit down and be reflective and ask some very poignant questions, some very important questions. The first one being, it's simple but powerful. Who are you? Who are you? And then I usually ask, well, who are you? And someone might say, well, I'm this person. Well, how do you know that? Is that based off of your own self-discovery, or is that based off of what someone told you to do or be? Ooh. And so personal power is personal, you know? We have to take personal responsibility for how we view ourselves, how we see ourselves. So the first step is to really say, well, who am I for me? You know, not who am I for what people think I am or what people think I should be, even my family. You know, in the book, again, I tell a story about having to pick a college to go to. I chose not to go to the college that my family picked for me. And so because I had to say, well, that's not what I want. That's not where I want to go. So we have to learn to take our own power and take it back for some people. And for some people, it's just to get it for the first time. But for some of us, it's taking our power back and say, this is who I am and this is who I choose to be.
That's really good. And I'm so glad that you chose the college that you wanted and not the one that your family didn't force you to pick the one. So, so for a person who hasn't stepped into it ever, is not going back to their power, but hasn't even discovered their power, that question, who are you? And then why are you that? You know, what does that mean to you? That's a really hard question. Don't you find with your clients that that's a hard question?
Oh, absolutely.
So what kind of? I know it is. Yeah, I know it is. Because I don't know who I am. That's where I was at. I don't know who I am. So what kind of tricks or exercises or advice do you have for someone who doesn't even know where to start when you're saying to them right now, a listener is hearing, well, who are you? Go and reflect and find out who you are. What are some tips that you can give for starting that process?
Again, ask them simple questions like, what do I like? What makes me happy? What am I passionate about? What lights me up? You know, what kind of change do I want to see in life? So starting with those things, just simple like, who am I? What do I like? Why is that important to me? You know, just asking, those are basic questions. They're simple, but very deep and profound, and we really get the answers to those. You discover, like, oh, wow, that's what I like, or that's who I am. The problem is not so much the questions and where to get started. It's just a lot of times we just don't get started.
Yes.
We just don't take the time to do it, you know?
You're
that's the problem.
Right.
I think we allow other people's, you know, things to become more important than ours. We make other people a priority. We just don't take the time to do it, to say, who am I? What do I like? What am I passionate about? What do I dream about doing one day? Just basic questions, you know, that I always ask my clients just to get them to really reflect on it. And what's interesting, that most of them say, I never really thought about it. And I was like, yeah, I know.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. I love the question, what makes me happy and what lights me up, because nobody asks you that. You know, when you do those assessments, you know, how you do those assessments to see what career you're best for, they have all these questions.
Right.
You don't ask that at all. That's not part of it. but saying, you know, what lights me up? And I remember asking clients, you know, they say, I don't want this, I don't want that, everything they don't want, right? And so I say, well, what do you want? And they just look at you with a blank face going, no one's ever asked me that before. You know, you could be 30, 40, 50, you could be 60 years old, and no one ever has asked you, what do you want? And so you have to sit again and ask yourself, what do you want? So these are great. I just love these. So what is the main message, Dr. Denise, that you want to bring to the public?
My main message is this, is that we are all amazing. And it sounds so simple, but it's very profound. And so I think a lot of times when we don't understand who we really are, not who we should try to be, not who we got to strive to, but who we already are. And and that is that we are already amazing. And so in the book I talk about, I believe in God, I believe in a creator, I believe an intelligent being created us. And that out of 7 billion people on the planet, there's no one like me, and there's no one like you. And to me, that's amazing. You know, that
it is.
Is truly amazing.
It is amazing. And I remember when I had the revelation for myself and then began to teach it to clients that we were put on this earth for a purpose, and that we are the only one who can achieve that purpose. And the world is lacking if we're not stepping into our purpose and doing what we put here to do. Now, that's so beauty. That's a lot of like, what? That's how amazing we are, that we're put here for a special purpose that only we can fulfill. I mean, you know, that just like knocked me out for days. I was like, wow. So it's the same thing you are. We're already amazing. I just absolutely love that, because we don't hear that on the radio, we don't hear that on TV, we don't see it on Facebook, generally, we don't hear it, certainly in the media, that we are amazing, but it's so true. So we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and if you want to call in and ask Dr. Denise a question, you're free to do so. You can call 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
It is time to order your copy of The Discipline of Now, 12 Practical Principles to Overcome Procrastination, written by Eric M. Twiggs. By reading Eric's book, you will receive a proven roadmap and blueprint to beat procrastination so you can make more money, get more done, and become aligned with your divine purpose. To order your copy, visit www.thedisciplineofnow.com.
Are you a working mom feeling anxious and worried all the time? I am Dr. Ivy G, the author of The Art of Good Enough, the working mom's guilt-free guide to thriving while being perfectly imperfect. The book shows you how I transform my life as a working mom. Get a free digital copy of my life transformation journal at ivg.com. That's ivyge.com. And start changing your life today.
Have you been searching for that one self-help book that can help you address any problem that comes up in your life, gives you the exact steps to make that happen, and can always be there as a reference book when you need additional help? That book is the Fix Yourself Handbook. I'm Foster Ruggiero, the author of the Fix Yourself Handbook. Find your copy on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or at any local retailer. Or go to www.fostruggiero.com.
Author Paz Ellis takes readers on a cross-cultural and transgenerational journey with Plantains and the Seven Plagues, a memoir, half Dominican, half Cuban, and full life. This book is about life, loss, memory, culture, and family. Written with a healthy dose of wit and an abundance of sincerity, it is honest, painfully relatable, and deeply heartfelt. Visit PazEllis.com for more information on Plantains and the Seven Plagues.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Maury Mitchell, with special guest, Dr. Denise Moore Revelle. We're talking about living an empowered life and stepping into your power. So, Dr. Denise, let's talk a little bit about your book. You did mention it a couple of times, but tell us about your inspiration for Own Your Amazing and more things that the reader can find in there.
Oh, absolutely. First of all, a lot of people ask me, you know, what inspired me to write a book and all those kind of things. I had no intentions of ever writing a book. It's never one of those things that I wanted to do. And I'll tell you the reason why. My senior year in high school, my English teacher told me that I was one of the worst writers he had ever had.
Oh, my gosh.
And it knocked me off my feet. It did.
Wow.
It really messed with my self-confidence when it came to my writing. So I never dreamt I could be an author, you know, because I kept that in the back of my mind and how I struggled, even in college, you know, when it's time to write papers and all this kind of, when it came time to write my dissertation, I was like, oh, my God. And because his words were still haunting me. And so I had to work through that. So,
wow.
I tell people I never thought I was going to be an author, never thought that was something that I can do, but someone convinced me that it was just, a book was an important tool for me to be able to share my own journey. So that's why I did it, not because I felt like I could be good enough to be an author. And so, again, that's why it's so important that we really dig deep and figure out who are we to ourselves and make sure we're telling ourselves good and positive things, because it could have hindered me from getting this book out. So the name of the book is called Own Your Amazing, Discover Your Power to Create an Amazing Life That You Love. And that's so important. So in the book, I start off talking about this whole new paradigm shift, and that a lot of people are deciding that they're going to live life on their own terms. They're not going to go with the status quo anymore, that they're going to decide to define life and success for themselves. And so then I talk about my own struggle to owning it, you know, stories that I've shared throughout the call. But my struggle with owning my amazing and really, really understanding my worth and my value and my purpose. And then I talk about my journey out of darkness and the things that I did to help me to realize, you know, who I am more importantly. So then I talk about what you just kind of mentioned before the commercial break, the whole thing about understanding your value and then aligning with your purpose. I have a whole section of it talking about purpose. And then I also talk about being able to share your brilliance with the world. Like you mentioned, I say we were made on purpose for a purpose. And because we are a niche, we are specifically designed to serve a group of people that God has called us to serve. So that's what I talk about in the book. And I tell people it's time to unleash and let yourself glow. Let yourself shine, because the world is waiting on you.
I love that. Oh, my gosh. I can see it. I can see it when you said shine. That is beautiful.
Yes.
Very
yes.
encouraging. I love all of it. Very nice. So, you know, I had to go through this process myself. I'm still in it. You know, it's not like you're ever done. You're still growing and learning and finding more ways to be authentic. In my case, authenticity has always been big. And finding my purpose was very hard for me. It took me a long, long time because I think I had to let go of all those things. You know, that mention you had about your high school teacher who told you you're the worst writer in the world. What a terrible thing to tell a young woman or a young man.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even if he thought it was true, why share something so devastating with you? So
exactly.
Do you have any tips for someone who, because you said you had to work through it and finally let that go. And it's hard to let go of these things people tell us. And sometimes we don't even remember somebody told us something. And then we find out that when in this area we can't grow, it's because somebody actually said something to us. But if you could give the listeners some encouragement or ideas of how do you begin to let go of that?
And one of the things in the book, after some of the chapters that I mentioned in sections, there are actually worksheets or exercises to do, you know, to help the person, the reader, really hone in on that particular principle. So even with the one about divine design, it's like I have you to like one of the and one of the things I do in one of my workshops that I love doing is I actually have people to look at themselves in the mirror, and a lot of times people are like, okay, I just looked at myself this morning. I said, no, really look at you. Look at your features. Look at your eyes. Look at your nose. And I have to look at your handprints. It's like, do you realize there's no one else on this planet who looks like you? And so with that, I want them to really see themselves for the first time for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. To see themselves really as this amazing being. And once we get that inside of us, it builds our self-confidence. It builds our self-esteem. It builds us up to know, like, hey, let me just really be me. It's okay for me to be fully who I am. And so just simple things like that will make a difference. I share I did a workshop, I think, last year. And, and the lady attended the workshop. And when it came time to do that particular exercise, she would not look at herself in the mirror.
Wow.
She would not. She was crying, and she said, I said, no, look at yourself. She said, I don't see anything pretty in the mirror. Mm-hmm. And that's how a lot of us feel, mm-hmm. you know, because we've been told we're not pretty, we're not smart, we're not all these things. And so the first step is I tell people to see yourself. And the second thing I say, you know, because I am a speech pathologist, like, hear yourself, listen to your own voice. Again, your voice is uniquely yours. There's no other person on this planet that has a voice like yours or mine. And so those things are amazing. So we can just learn how to embrace those simple things to get started with that. That would take you a whole long way. It would take the person a long way.
Wow. That's awesome. You know, looking in the mirror, I did that a long time ago. It was hard. It was really hard. I can't say, oh yeah, it was really hard. It's like you're exposing yourself to yourself, even though there's nobody there. When I did it, there was no one else there. It was still a really hard thing to do. And and I like that you even extended and say, you know, look at your features. We're all different. We all have different fingerprints. It's not amazing that of all these billions of people in this world, we all have different fingerprints? How is that even possible, right?
I know.
That alone tells us how specially made and unique we are. And so when you really begin to think about this deep stuff, it just kind of blows your mind. And that's where my, I can't even think of the word I'm looking for. When I realized that I was born with worth, that I was already worthy when I was born, it changed my life because that wasn't what I grew up with. I didn't grow up with a message of worth, and most of us do not, you know, and this is why we struggle. Mm-hmm. If we were told that from the time we were born, we wouldn't have to go through this struggle. And so learning your worth, seeing your worth, seeing how perfect you are just the way you were made. Not that we don't ever need to improve, you know, that's not true, but we are already there. We don't have to strive for that. So, you know, these are wonderful things that you bring forward. So let's talk for a minute about how to get a hold of you and your book.
Oh, absolutely. The first place you can reach me is on my website. The website is ownyouramazingnow.com. And on the website, there is a tab for the listeners to get a free excerpt from the book if they want to read it read a little bit before they buy. There's also a tab up there for them to purchase the book directly from me. And when they do that, I send them an autographed copy. So I love being able to send special messages to those who purchase the book. So you can get the book from the website or also from Amazon as well. And another way to reach me is through Facebook. I'm at Dr. Denise on You're Amazing on Facebook. And then also on Instagram, I'm Dr. Denise Moore. So, but I always tell people, start with the website, get a free excerpt from the book, take a look at that, and also follow me on social media.
Fantastic. You can also find Dr. Denise on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Just click on the radio show page. She's already there with her picture, a link to her website, and even a link right to the Amazon for her book. So, Dr. Denise, is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener, something that's really on your heart today?
What came up for me a minute ago was understanding, like you said, we were born with worth and value. And one of the illustrations I like to use when I'm doing my workshop, if you take a $10 bill and crumble it up, step on it, tear it, it's still a $10 bill. It hasn't lost its value or its worth. And I like our listeners to remember that no matter what we do, mistakes we've made, those things do not diminish who we are. We are still valuable. We are still unique. And more importantly, we're still amazing. So just own it.
Wow, I love that. I love visual stuff, and I just love that because it's so true. That $10 bill, in fact, people will pick up a crumpled one and, you know, they're like, ooh, a crumpled $10 bill, right? This $100 bill would be even more exciting. But I love that because we go through so many things and we blame ourselves and we don't forgive ourselves, right, for mistakes that we've made that we made because we didn't know any better, not because we decided one day, oh, I'm going to do this and mess up my life. So I just really, really love that message. It's very, very deep and very heartfelt. Thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we close?
No, just thank you for having me. I have so enjoyed this time with you. So thank you so much.
Oh, it was totally my pleasure. Thank you for being with us. And I want to remind the listener that you can spread this interview around right after we're done. The replay of it will be available on the same link. There's been so much good information and encouragement and just wonderful things from Dr. Denise today. I hope that you'll spread around to your family, to your friends, to whoever needs to hear this. One last word, Dr. Denise.
Just remember, again, you are unique, you're amazing, and all you need to do is own your amazing.
I love that. Own your amazing. I don't think I'll ever forget that story about that woman saying to you at that conference. That was what you needed to do. That's just so beautiful. Wonderful. Well, thank you for being with us, and make sure you catch our next episode of Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell. Broadcasting live from Southern California.